This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan transferred 3,900 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to over 35 lakh farmers under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan today. Mr. Singh also released 1,400 crore rupees to 9.7 lakh farmers of the state. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan reaffirmed the centre's commitment to doubling farmers' incomes. He warned against the sale of substandard fertilisers and seeds. He announced that preparations are underway for a new law to take strict action against those involved in producing or selling such inferior agricultural inputs. The Lok Sabha has passed the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 with voice vote today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members over the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar and other issues. The Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 is intended to consolidate and amend the law relating to income tax, while the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 will further amend the Income Tax Act 1961 and the Finance Act 2025. The Lok Sabha passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amid opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The Parliament has given its nod to the Budget Manipur 2025-26, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. The Rajya Sabha today returned these bills to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a brief discussion over these bills in the Rajya Sabha, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the budget is critical for the state of Manipur, and as this is a full budget and the passing of this budget is the constitutional responsibility of all. The BJP has accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said Congress sometimes questions about the transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra.
एक वैचारिक दिशाहीनता की और दुविधा की समूह कांग्रेस पार्टी और उसकी नेता राहुल गांधी बन चुके हैं लोकतंत्र में उनकी कोई लोक लाज बची नहीं अराजकता धीरे धीरे अहंकार के साथ मिलते हुए देश में एक अस्थिरता पैदा करने की एक सोची समझी रणनीति ये है आप चुनाव जीतोगे तो सारा विषय सही है आप चुनाव हारोगे ये सारा विषय की अव्यवस्था आपको ध्यान में आती है
Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest march from the Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Maji, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. In Maharashtra, 7 women are killed and 31 seriously injured in Pune district's Kher Taluka when a jeep plunged into a 100 feet deep gorge. The passengers, all women devotees, were on their way to visit the Kundeshwar temple. The injured have been admitted to a private hospital and the Chandoli Rural Hospital for treatment, with some reported to be in critical condition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief on the loss of lives and expressed condolences to the kin of those who lost their lives in the mishap. The Patriotic Film Festival, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and the National Film Development Corporation, has begun in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.